This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the reasons GM's negotiations were so tough is because car makers are trying to figure out an uncertain, but almost certainly very expensive, future. A future that's going to have electric cars and self-driving cars and who knows what else that these companies have to be spending money on now. One way they can spread the economic risk of that around is to pool their resources, which is what explains the news of Fiat Chrysler, which has announced plans to merge with the French firm PSA Group. It's the parent company of Peugeot. And as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, the deal could give both companies something they need.
Electric vehicles, ride-sharing, mobility as a service. These all sound like Silicon Valley buzzwords, but Rebecca Lindland, longtime automotive analyst, says car companies are taking them seriously and actively teaming up to invest in them.
You'll see GM and Honda have agreements. BMW and Mercedes are working on things, you know, sort of unlikely bedfellows.
Fiat Chrysler, or FCA, is doing pretty well, selling its Jeeps and Dodge pickups in the US. PSA sells funky European hatchbacks under the brands Peugeot, Citroën, Opel, and Vauxhall.
Will it run on petrol?
Yes, but it will also be electric with an engine that sounds just like this.
I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
That's a European commercial for Peugeot's new 208 city car. Jeffrey Hanna from SBD Automotive says combining forces could let the new company develop more electric vehicles faster and keep up with the competition.
It just allows them to take on the major players in the market with just much more scale and much more cash on hand.
A merged auto company could be the world's fourth largest and force better deals with suppliers of things like batteries because of its scale. This is not a done deal, though, says Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds.
On day one, it's always a merger of equals, and we're going to do this, that, and the other, and it seems always straightforward. Usually down the road, there's certainly some hiccups.
We did see that earlier this year when Fiat Chrysler tried to merge with Renault, but ran into issues with the French government's requirements for job and oversight guarantees. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.